This is the Morning After on New Rock 104.1. Good morning, Skip here. Drew over there. Hello.
Yo, how's it going?
Drew, earlier we did Netflix and Chill, and I made my recommendation, and it all played into my master plan.
Oh, is
because I've got the
more planning from you.
Yeah. See, I recommended Secret Time as my Netflix and Chill this week, and we have the guy behind it, so I look like I planned this all.
Yeah, that's why you get paid the moderate dollars.
That's why it's a female in charge, because I can plan ahead. So, Bert Kreischer's on the phone. Hello.
That has perfect timing. I love it.
That's what I do. I'm all about timing. So we're happy to have you here because you're actually coming to Fresno November 14th, Saroyan Theater. So we want to hear about your show and what you've got going on. So thanks for calling in this morning.
No, I can't wait. I've only been to Fresno once. And I just woke up in a hotel room there and was like, wait, how did I get to Fresno?
That's the story for a lot of people that find themselves in Fresno.
Yeah. What side of Fresno were you on?
In Fresno, and went to the Target to get a toothbrush, and then rented a car and went home.
That sounds like the perfect vacation in Fresno. See, we're a great place to drive through. Well, look, Fresno's great because you're close to a lot of other things if you want to leave. That's the selling point.
You know, it sounds so refreshing, though, as a town, Fresno. And you're like, ooh, I wouldn't mind one of those. Can I get it with ice?
Well, you know, there was this like whole thing too about trying to make it Fres Yes to make it less negative.
Oh God!
Oh, that's so interesting.
So okay.
Oh, I like that though.
I know. Okay, so Bert, I need your help here. Now I know you're a stand-up comedian. We're going to talk about your Netflix special and you coming here and all that. But you are a parent, specifically of some teenage girls, right?
Yeah, two okay. Teenage girls, 15 and 13.
All right. Drew just had his second baby girl.
Yep.
Ooh.
Drew was a very bad child, an even worse young adult. So I'm sure you have some hard-earned knowledge that you've probably, I'm guessing, shared on stage and maybe might be able to share with a young father like Drew. Well, young kids.
Yes, please school me up, Bert.
Dude, I remember when I first had the girls, all the advice I was having for my daughters were like clearly drawn right out of my life. I was like one of the bits of advice, I was like, if a guy ever wants to videotape you and him having sex, talk really loud during the entire production. That way he's not going to show that to anyone. Just be like, it's so small. It smells weird. Are you going to cry this time? He's not showing that tape to anybody.
That is genius. Oh, that's so...
Yeah, my wife's like, that's not the advice we're looking for.
No, that is exactly the advice we need, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she was going into kindergarten at the time.
Okay, all right, so maybe... Okay, so maybe you were a few years ahead of your time.
Yeah, maybe that's like a seventh grade conversation.
Yeah, I remember I remember my wife, the first time she was going to preschool, my wife's like, why don't you sit down, like, get to her level, eye level, and give her some fatherly advice. And I was like, don't be a whore. I don't know. Is that it?
I did my job, right?
Yeah, I think that's all the advice I got to give her, right?
Okay.
Yeah, it's so funny because all my advice recently has come out of all my female friends. All my female friends that are comedians have had, like, you know, we're going through a time in culture where women's rights are finally getting spoken up for. And, like,
right.
One of my friends, Whitney Cummings, was blackmailed for a picture she had accidentally posted on Instagram, and it was like a big deal. And then Whitney was being blackmailed by these guys, and she was like, you know what, screw it. She's like, she posted it online. She goes, this is the picture they're blackmailing me for. You are not allowed to have my time or my energy or my money. This is what it is. Everyone share it and whatnot. And so I see that like an idiot. I'm like, you know what, I'm proud of my friend Whitney for doing that. I want to stand with her. I don't want her to be the only one embarrassed, so I posted a picture online of my testicles. But it was after I fell on a water slide, so they had been like one had been ruptured. So it was really an unflattering picture. And as soon as I posted it, I thought to myself, "Ooh, I wonder if I just did the thing that Me Too was about." Like I was like, "That's I kind of just sent my friend a picture of my testicles and CC'd everybody in the world."
You know,
and then thank God Whitney tweeted back. She wrote like, this is what a friend looks like. Thank you for sharing your embarrassing photo, Bert. And I was like, and then all of a sudden it's this act of feminism that I was like, I was just trying to stand up for a friend. And, but the best part is my daughter goes to school, and obviously, you know, it's an all-girls Catholic high school, and they're all talking about, you know, the teachers are talking about this woman got blackmailed for photos. They have the conversation about, you know, do you take photos of yourself naked, like, .. because they're all young ladies.
Yeah.
And then someone's like, oh, my God, Georgia, have you seen your dad's testicles? And the whole class is like, what? And it's not a flattering pic. If you go online, it is disgusting. And here's the worst part, is I use the hashtag I stand with Whitney, because she's my, you know, I stand with Whitney. Unwittingly knowing, I did not know that it was Whitney Houston's birthday that day.
That just took a dark turn. Like,
so
bad.
All of the black women in America that are on Twitter went to the hashtag I stand with Whitney thinking they're going to find out what's going on with their favorite singer, and literally just got blasted by a picture of my testicles.
Well, you know, I mean, it's the thought that counts.
Yeah. No, it really is. You were trying to do something
sweet.
One
woman wrote back, I thought it was a baby elephant.
You know, Drew, I think, you know what just really drives this home is that anytime I can bring up Me Too or feminism or women's
rights. I get the worst of it. Like, you don't even
know. I look at Drew and I'm like, this is your life now, Drew. You've got two baby girls. You've got to change your thinking. And you just did all of that for me.
But Bert has the right idea.
He does.
He's actually doing good work, obviously.
All right. So you gave the advice in that regard for Drew. Now, I have a question for you, because I read something that said you just got back from like a fancy international vacation with your family. You went overseas?
Yeah, I was touring in Australia, and so I decided to take my family. And then, you know, the way Instagram works, my daughters are looking on pictures, and they're like, yo, can we go to Bali? And I was like, is it on the way? And they're like, kinda. And so I was like, yeah, we'll never get a chance to go to Bali again. Let's go to Bali. So we went to Bali. We went to Australia. It was absolutely amazing. We go to the monkey jungle, and my youngest daughter is on her period. And they're like, hey, just heads up. You know, the monkeys can sniff that out.
Yeah.
And so me and my other daughter, my oldest daughter, tell my youngest daughter, we're like, yo, just so you know, if the monkeys start dry humping you, we're going to videotape it first. And she was like, terrified through the whole monkey jungle, literally walking, like, hyper aware of any movement, and nothing happened. But, God, man, we laughed so hard. Anytime a monkey came near her, she was like, no.
She was, like, jumping. It was like, really jumpy.
See, Drew, it's a real thing, because I told Drew back when I was younger working cattle, like doing ag and stuff, I was like, you can't go to the barn if the bulls are in the barn and you're menstruating. Like,
that's,
you can't
a real
do
thing.
It. You can't do it. It's real.
Oh, yeah, dude, I animals sniff that out.
I'm a privileged person then, I guess.
Yes, you are.
I never had to worry about getting humped by a monkey.
Okay.
Oh, dude, you can't go swimming with sharks if that time of the month. you just can't. I mean, it's just like logistics.
I didn't know that I would be, you know, you're offering more sex ed than a lot of schools.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my daughter, I don't know if you know this, but when my youngest daughter got her first period, she threw herself a period party.
Okay.
What?
What's involved in that?
What is a period party?
She called up and she was like, yo, Dad, I need you to go to the store and get a red velvet cake. She was at school. I was like, what? She's like, yeah, I'm throwing myself a period party. I'm like, she was like, I was like, baby, I can't eat a red velvet cake knowing what it symbolizes. She's like, Dad, you need a red velvet cake. I got to put the name of my period on the cake. I'm like, We're not naming your period. Who names their period? She's like, Georgia named hers after the girl from Progressive Auto Insurance. I was like,
Flo?
I was like, nope. Yeah. And then she's like, come on, Dad, I already invited 10 people. I go, we got 10 little girls coming to the house tonight? She goes, no, 8 girls, 2 boys. I'm like, who invites boys to a period party? And that's when I hear her giggling, and she goes, Dad, that's the fun of it. We don't tell them why they're there. And then I'm like, I'm in. Dude, I got a red velvet cake. I made pasta with marinara sauce. We drank Pinot Noir. I dressed all in red, and we laughed hysterically all night at these two boys, Max and Carter, who were oblivious. They had no clue what was going on.
The whole time.
The whole night, they're like, who's Jason? She named her period Jason because she got it on Friday the 13th. Is that not a brilliant child? I told that story on Conan. It went viral. I told that story in Australia, and I got in trouble.
You are genius. And see, and here's the thing. When you're a talented person and you have talented offspring, you got to get that stuff corralled and going in the right direction early on. Otherwise, it's going to turn into your worst nightmare.
Yeah, it seems like your girls are on some different like pop culture tip. Like you raised them right. My son probably wouldn't even be able to tell me who Jason is or Friday the 13th
you're
at all.
You're failing as a dad.
I am. All he cares about is Fortnite. That's about it.
So my daughters, we do movie night almost every night with the girls, and they watch the movie The End, you know, with Seth Rogen and James Franco. Halfway through, they go, "Who's James Franco?" And I was like, "What?" And they're like, "They keep saying James Franco. Who is that?" And I was like, "It's that guy." And they're like, "Why do they keep using his whole name?" I go, "Because it's like a joke, because he's famous." And they're like, "He's famous?" I was like, "Wait, you guys don't know that these are all actors playing themselves?" And they're like, "These guys are famous?" And I was like, "Wait, you just thought this was a movie about people locked in a house at the end of the world?" They're like, "Yeah." I was like, "Oh, you guys are morons."
There's been more than one occasion where I just leave the room with the kids in it, and I'm like, "Later, losers." Like, I can't even go into this right now. So I guess the question is, at the end of the vacation, though, Bert, did you still like your kids, or were you happy to send them back to school and, like, get out, leave, please?
No, you know what's so funny is that, you know, they're getting older, obviously, but we found out this summer that we like our own company. Like, our sense of humor, and now granted, a lot of it is based on bullying me, but our sense of humor as a family is spot on across the board. We have so many inside jokes that I'm like, I just hope they don't change. I hope they don't turn 16 and 14 and then don't want to be around me the way they were this summer. We laughed hysterically.
That's so sweet. That's such a feel-good story, Drew. See, there's hope for you and your two baby girls.
I'm already getting ready for the period party. Parties.
Dude, you will never have more fun as a dad. Connect with your daughters more than throwing a period party. Do it. I trust me.
Just embrace it. Just go for it.
I'm going to throw out the F word right here. But dare I say that Bert here, I did not anticipate that this would be the direction, but I would say that Bert is very much a feminist.
Oh, God.
Oh my God, I thought you were going to use the other F word.
Which one's that?
One of the two? I was like, wait, why would you call me that? I haven't heard that since high school.
We don't use that word around here. All right, well,
yeah,
so we're...
I was like, I can't believe you're going to call me that.
After all my feel-good dad stories, too.
I was like, wow, this is really out of left field.
Well, we are super excited about you coming here. We recommend that people get in the mood for it, if you will, with your Netflix special, which congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
This is like the third one, the third stand-up special. Am I getting my stuff right?
Yeah, and I'm shooting my fourth at the end of this tour in Cleveland.
Well, sorry, it's Cleveland. I mean, you could do Fresno. We're a vacation destination for this.
I like how he's just laughing. He's like, it's good.
I'm good on that. All right. Well, thank you very much. I know we could keep you on the phone forever, but I know you got other stuff to do today. But if you want to buy tickets to the show, which is on November 14th at Saroyan Theater, you can go to BertBertBert.com. I like that. Was that a hard web address to nail down?
Yeah, well, Bert.com was taken. It was a guy's website dedicated to his dog, Bert. Who's, by the way, well past by now, but he still has his website up for his dog.
Of course he does.
Bastard. Whatever. Yeah. But as long as it's a dog and not a cat, we're fine with it. Like, I can let it slide on that. All right, well, you will be here. We appreciate it. You can check out Secret Time on Netflix. And look, Drew's got some time before a period party. I got a seventh grader and a sixth grader. Guess what's going on the calendar, tentatively speaking.
Can't wait.
Cannot wait. Drew, you're invited.
I love it. Please.
I love it.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you. Bert, thanks for calling up today.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Take care.